views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hello, this is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. It is my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses to shift challenges into possibilities. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. My guest today is Leroy Maloof, who is a powerful life, business, and energy coach who teaches others to take charge of their own health and well-being. He is committed to assisting clients in creating significant breakthroughs and sustainable improvements in their lives. Leroy works with clients in person and on the phone and Skype for individual sessions. He teaches the positive power of being neutral teleseminar, and he also is the founder of Energetic Wellbeing Process and author of Knowing and Living Your Purpose. I've known Leroy for, many years now, and it is just such a pleasure to have you on the show, Leroy. Are you there?
I'm here, and thank you for once again having me.
I'm so pleased to have you on the show. And, you know, the name of our show today is Awake, Rested, and Energized with Leroy Maloof. And I'm like, go for it, Leroy, go for it.
Well, let me tell you where that came from. As you know, I'm just in the process of publishing my second ebook that you very kindly wrote a foreword for. And the lady who's publishing kept saying, no, this title isn't good enough. This title isn't good enough. So I said, well, what is it we're really doing? I mean, we talk about people going strong to only 20% of their life. And I thought, well, you know what? That means they're probably not waking up refreshed and energized. So what is it we're doing? Well, we're helping people to awake, refreshed and energized. And that's the new name of the book.
I love it. I want you to know it was an honor to write the foreword for your book.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well,
the problem was, is that as I was adding up all your, the list of all the beautiful qualities you have and everything that you've done, it was turning into a book myself. And so I just sent you the gist of it and said, edit as you need to.
Thank you. Thank you.
When you're writing a foreword for a book, that's a good problem to have, Leroy.
Yes. Thank you. Well, as I thought about it, as we, all too frequently, we human beings only stay strong to 20% of our life. And so I say to people, when are you going to be consistently getting stronger to your life? And if a person does that, then they will more frequently awake, refreshed, and energized. So I thought, wow, that's a good tie-in with what we're really doing.
Totally.
What I also say to people, it took me way too long to get to the point where I was continually getting stronger to my life. And I don't want to take others that long. I mean, as you know, I'm 84 now.
84 and, going on 16.
Oh, I had this really amazing skin doctor look at my skin and said, he said, wow, the skin on your face is really healthy. Looks like you're in your 60s. I said, right words, doc.
I love your story about going to the doctor. You know, when you went for your checkup, do you want to tell that story?
Oh, yeah. This was about 3 or 4 years ago. My wife and I went to a new primary care physician, and we're sitting in the examining room, and he and his nurse come in, and they both have our medical records. I mean, each one has one for each of us, with a blank page on the top of it. And they said, okay, first thing we want to do is get all the meds you're on. Well, you know, at that point, we were 3 years younger, but with the average age of death of men in the U.S. at 79 and women at 81, which is about where we were, they thought we were going to be on, you know, numerous meds, having troubles, all that kind of stuff. Excuse me. So when they said, we want all the meds you're on, my wife and I kind of giggled and looked at each other. And we looked at them and said, well, we're not on any meds. We haven't been. We don't expect to be. And they both stood back and looked at us like we were crazy. and the doctor,
crazy like a fox.
And the doctor said, well, all right, let me look at your blood work. So he looked at my blood work and he said, you got your cholesterol down from 215 to 185. That's good. And then he kind of barked at me and said, how did you do that? Kind of, you know, what? I said, well, I do energy work and I work on myself. And, you know, I clear my own symptoms. And he said, well, you know what? He said, I'm starting to get this symptom and then that symptom. And then he kind of stopped himself. So I said, well, I can help you with that.
I love you, Leroy. You're so fun.
Oh, thank you, my dear. You're so fun, too. I think that's why we get along so well.
Yeah, and this is the beauty of doing this work, is that we are capable of affecting change in our body, and epigeneticists are really starting to understand this more and more. Science is starting to prove it, that a lot of what we consider to be genetic disease or, you know, inherited from our ancestors, quite often that has a lot to do with our emotions and our physical environment and, you know, our thoughts, as about everyday thoughts. And so when you're saying that you want to wake up, you want to be awake and refreshed and feeling vibrant, I mean, you're 84 years old and you were just telling me you're heading for a conference in Halifax?
Yes. Yes. It's the Canadian International Energy Psychology Conference. And I'm part of a four-person panel that are all talking about how do you do this, use this energy work to help people get well. And then I'm giving a two-hour workshop.
That's awesome. See, and that's what I love about you. Every time I talk to you, you're doing something different.
Well, it does keep life interesting.
Yeah. And so, you know, and we do have a caller, but we're going to be taking a quick break right away. So we'll take the caller after the break. And but I just wanted to say, like, for you waking up in the morning refreshed, how, you know, what do you feel like to be able to go to a doctor and have the doctor say that to you and to have this good attitude? What are you doing?
Well, of course, I'm doing energy work on myself. I also find it's important to stay in shape. So I have a trampoline that I use every other day to get cardiovascular exercise. And on the alternate day, I'm doing yoga sun salutations. I do enough of them, like 15, in order to get a cardiovascular effect, as well as it's good for the upper body, while the trampoline is good for the lower body. And then I keep my gut health up. Very, very important. People don't realize this. that we need the kind of fiber that does not digest in our stomachs, but is absolutely essential for the bacteria in our gut and our small and large intestine. Because first of all, that's where the best assimilation of nutrients takes place. Second, that's where we get our immune response, our initial immune response. And thirdly, it keeps our physical brain well and the functioning of our brain well.
That's awesome. We'll explore this a little bit more in the show, but we are going to a quick break here right now, and we'll take the caller who's been patiently waiting. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Leroy Maloof. When we return, we will continue to shift some more energy. Call in 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
Calling all intuits, healers, and readers, you are invited to the Women of Wisdom Fall Festival. Healing our planet, sharing our gifts. Join us as we celebrate the bounty of our Mother Earth on October 1st at North Seattle Community College. We're looking for a variety of practitioners and experts in the art of energy healings, intuitive readings, and bodywork. If you are a reader, healer, or artisan, we invite you to share your gifts with the Women of Wisdom community. Go to womenofwisdom.org to apply.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
1230 WBLQ. We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Leroy Maloof. Leroy, before we continue, can you just share your contact information with the listeners?
Yes. Our phone number is 508-375-6452. The email is info@EWB as in boy, P as in Paul.com. Also, that's the website, EWBP.com. And if you go there, you'll see an announcement on the front page that we now have an online course on the positive power of being neutral. Neutral is the most powerful place we can be in terms of being strong and stable and in harmony. And so we've put the workshop into an online format. And there's also a discount coupon there for anyone who wants to take that course. Also, I'm just in the process of finishing my second book. It's a shorter ebook, and the title of it is Awake, Refreshed, and Energized. Thank you. I thought there was one other thing I was going to tell people about, but that's okay. Go ahead.
That's all right. If there's something that you forgot, that's what I said. Like when I was writing your foreword for your book, there was so much you were doing that my foreword started becoming a book. but we do have some callers on the line, so I'd like to take these calls. We'll take Rashida from Massachusetts. Are you there, Rashida?
I am here. Hopefully you guys can hear me. My voice is, I'm sick right now.
Okay, well, we can hear you. I can hear her. Can you, Leroy?
Yes, I can.
All right. So okay. What can we do for you today?
So I was calling, hopefully on behalf of any practitioner that's out there doing, I do energy work as well. I do Reiki, Yin Method, herbs, and all the aromatherapy, but I get sick, like, very easily. My kids were sick, and now I got their cold from taking care of them. And no matter what I do, I can Reiki myself. I can use aromatherapy, the Yin Method. Nothing works for me, for myself. I can't work on myself for some reason.
Okay, so when you get in touch with it, because it's really not the weakness I'm getting here is not about really being sick. The weakness is that you feel like you can't look after yourself like you can other people.
Yeah, because I feel like almost like I'm not a scam, but how I'm going to teach this to people and work on people and I can, and then I'm supposed to be a living testament that this stuff works and it doesn't work on me.
Okay, so we're going to, I just would like to get a baseline from you before we start shifting this. Although Leroy's already shifting, I can feel him. The thing is, I just like to get a baseline to get an idea of where you're at. So from 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, 0 being neutral, where would you say you are on that scale right now?
I would say a 10.
Okay. Leroy, well, I can hear your wheels turning.
Well, a couple of things. Part of what's going on with you is what we call a mistaken identity. And that is that your job is to take care of your children first, your husband second, and yourself, the house third, the shopping fourth, and yourself fifth. This is a common mistaken identity for mothers. And to deal with that, what we have to do is take everything you've ever learned in your life about what you should or shouldn't do, must or mustn't do, can or can't do. You've bought into about 2,300 of those. We also have to check how many warnings you bought into. Warnings about, well, when your kids get sick, then, you know, it's likely everybody else in the family is going to get it. Products we have to avoid, additives to food. You've bought into about 1,000 warnings. There's also about aging and degeneration. By the way, how old are you?
I'm 39.
Oh, boy, you're almost over the hill there. So aging and degeneration, you've bought into about 1,300 of those. What we need to do is just focus on your midline right now. And we're going to get in touch with that computer that's in your brain. And we're going to delete all these things you bought into off your hard drive, just like hitting the delete key on your computer. And then we're going to reprogram. When you think of the mother you are and that the love that you had when your children were born and that you have for them now, that love is you. And so we're going to reprogram to that unconditional love that you.
I would just like to check in with you right now. Rashida, and just see if you're perceiving a shift yet.
The popping in my left ear is starting to slow down. Like I got so much fluid in my head right now. It sounds like you guys are in a, it sounds like I'm in a water bowl.
Okay. Well, what's coming up, part of what's going on here is what I'm picking up is, which is really common at this time of year for a lot of people, is quite often we have hidden kind of energies about the return going back to school. And I'm picking up some of that from you. And one of the things that we're told is, like, a lot of parents dread is when their kids go back to school and bring all the dis-ease home. And I call it the dis-ease mm-hmm. because a lot of people have memories and residuals of memories and situations, circumstances from their educational experiences that affect them. And especially if you have children that are entering a certain age or a specific grade, quite often if you had difficulties when you were going into that, things were going on in your life that made it more challenging for you to go into that grade or to enjoy school at that time, a lot of these come up as our children kind of represent that for us as they're moving into their energy. So I was working on that in the back. And number-wise, where are you at right now?
I would probably say like a 7.
Yeah, and I'm getting it's more like about a 4 or 5, but it's about perception.
Okay.
So really, this is what Leroy, what you're saying is this is her perception of who she is what you mean by a mistaken identity.
Yeah.
So can you explain to her and to all the moms out there, because this is, you know, Leroy has a lot of experience raising children too, right?
Yeah, we have 6 children and 14 grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren.
So this is what I love about, you know, what would you, when you say that it's important for women to look after themselves first, and before their husbands, before their children, before their shopping in the house, etc. Can you explain to us what do you mean by that?
Well,
a lot of people, you know.
Yeah, I mean, of course, we're told not to do this. You know, it's too egocentric and all that kind of crazy stuff. But you see, if you don't take care of yourself first, you're not in really good shape. And you need to be in top-notch shape to take care of the kids, the husband, the house, etc. So the more you help yourself, well, in fact, you need to be making yourself strong every day. That's one thing I do. I get myself to 100% strong up and down my midline every day before I work with any client. You need to be strong every day. And then all the rest of this stuff happens easily. It kind of goes on automatic then, instead of being a struggle.
And this is something when it comes to head colds and to the energies around that, the non-physical energies around that, quite often what comes up is grief. And a lot of my clients right now, and even myself right now, I'm experiencing this feeling of like it's like a cold. But it's I have a lot of experiences from when I went to school. Particularly starting kindergarten, where, you know, it was not a pleasant experience for me. And I was bullied a lot through school. And I have noticed that there's still residuals, even though I've worked on this, there's the odd thing, that trigger that will come up. And probably because of the fact that I actually live in a school zone and I've got children going back and forth all in front of me all day, back and forth to school, I can see this, you know, like you can actually literally feel the stress of the children as they're going back to their first day and they're wondering, you know, are they going to be with their friends? Are they, you know, which teacher are they going to get? You know, are people going to make, you know, there's just so many things that come up actually on an emotional and a psychological level. And I was picking up a lot of that, like coming in from your children. So just strengthening that for everyone listening right now, recognizing that, you know, we can clear these issues for ourselves. And then, like Leroy said, if we're strong within ourselves, then we're going to benefit the people around us. And so I just would like to check in with you again here and just see where you're at on the...
Before you do, okay. Let me tell you one other thing I just cleared for you, Rashida. All the things you're talking about that you're experiencing, you know, the head, the breathing, etc., these are what we call sensations. The trouble with sensations are basically hidden and trapped inside, and we struggle with them and then thinks we have to struggle with life. So I just helped you clear 1,200 sensations. These create and interact with 400 negative emotions. Those two create and interact with expectations not being met. I got about 1,300 of those for you. Those three things create negative anticipation of what's not going to happen that's good, or what, you know, not being what you want, just like Colette was describing. There were 1,300 of those, and those create downward spiral. So I just helped you clear all of that. So now, how are you feeling now?
Now I feel like I can breathe through my nose. So I'm able to like breathe clearly through my nose.
Your voice
is still hear all the fluid in my ear popping. But do I have a block for healing myself for like using all these methods that's not seem to be working?
What I would like to do right now, because we have to take a break, if you hang on through the break, Leroy and I'll work on you a little bit more, check in with you when we come back after the break, and then we'll take the next caller after that. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, talesfromthevector.com, that's T-A-I-L-S. If you're looking for the energy correcting cards and paintings that are now available, and for information regarding the Energetic Upgrade online program, you can go to energeticupgrade.com. You can also find me on social media, Facebook and Twitter, at The Truth is Funny with Colette. We'll be right back to take your calls, 1-800-930-2819. Let's shift some more energy when we return.
Tune into The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you are a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
It's that time of the year again. The Woman of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival is right around the corner. Join us on October 1st from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at North Seattle Community College Conference Center. Admission is free. Festivities include arts and crafts, energy healers, intuitive readers, delicious food, and more. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womanofwisdom.org. That is womanofwisdom.org. And we'll see you there.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The This is Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have my guest, Leroy Maloof, on today, and we have Rashida from Massachusetts. Rashida, we were doing a little bit more work on the break here, and I'm getting that. I just want to check, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, okay. So what I was picking up, I understand, like, your physical symptoms you've noticed are changing, right?
Yes.
Yeah, do you notice a difference in your voice?
I notice a difference in my breathing, and the fluid in my ear stopped popping.
Yeah, there we go. So physically, it's already shifting, and yet this is not a physical issue per se. So Leroy, I just wanted you to explain to her kind of what's going on here.
Well, first of all, there's this very common belief that practitioners have that we're too close to ourselves to be able to work on ourselves. And also we can't work on family because we're too emotionally involved with them. And that's one of the main things that it's getting in the way with you right now. So what we want to do is, again, deprogram that and strengthen you in addition to you being strong every day, first of all, for yourself and then for everybody else that you support. We want you strong for being able to apply. All sounds like you're doing several modalities. We want to get you strong for applying those to yourself.
Yeah, and that's the real crux. Like, this is coming up on a spiritual level. I'm picking it up, and on a soul level, like that. It's not just what Leroy was saying earlier about, you know, how important it is that we look after ourselves first and foremost. That doesn't just mean on a physical level. Emotional mm-hmm. level, psychological level. That also means on an energetic level. Because if we are in a place where we put ourselves as the number one priority, it puts us in a place, you know, to be energetically strong. From that place, we are able to empower others at a much higher level. And it doesn't matter if it's your child or if it's a total stranger across the world. Energetically, the issues are still there, so that you can pick them up. And so that's what we were kind of checking in with you. And I just would like to see with you right now, when you go to how you feel right now on that scale of 0 to 10, where are you sitting?
I feel like I'm sitting like a 2.
Mm-hmm. And so that's quite a bit, a huge shift from a 10. And just to point out to you, what Leroy and I are doing right now is we are energetically shifting blocks that you are not neutral to right now. But you are the one that is actually doing the healing work for yourself here. And that's important to acknowledge, is that the results that anyone gets come from the person that is the person with the issue. So we're just going to strengthen you to that. That you deserve. It's coming up deserving. And so, Leroy, any last words here for Rashida?
Yeah, we're getting you neutral to never being able to work on yourself or your family and always feeling like a complete failure at it. And then neutral to always working on you and your family with ease and beauty and fantastic results. Need to be neutral both ways. There you are.
There. Thank you, Rashida, for calling in.
Thank you both.
Oh, you're very welcome. Leroy, that was a beautiful example of, and I love that about this radio show, is that the people that phone in have a tendency to express for many kind of the energy that's going on. We've had Janice from Regina patiently waiting here, so I'm going to take that call
just
now.
Just one more thing.
Okay, yeah.
Anybody on the call, when you hear some clearing that we've done for a person on the call and it applies for you, you just focus on your midline and you say, apply to me. Okay. Just apply.
I love that. It's and that sounds really simple, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And it works.
And that's the part. That's why we have to write book after book, right?
Yeah.
Because it's so simple, but people want it to be complicated. Not on a conscious level, but it just seems like, how could it be that simple that people can shift from a limitation physically or a symptom physical, you know, that's actually presenting physically, and have it change so quickly. And, you know, do you want to just share some thoughts on that before we take the next caller?
Yes. Another way of saying it, and you kind of said this, is that we don't really have health issues. What we have are life issues. And when you clear the life issues, the health issues go away. And for instance, the life issue in this case with Rashida, is that she was taking care of herself last. That's a life issue. And as soon as we cleared that, then the health issues went away. And it happens fast.
I love it. All right. Well, we have Janice from Regina. Are you there, Janice?
Hi, Colette.
Hi, it's good to hear your voice from my
stomping
grounds there.
Yeah.
I'm good. What can Leroy and I do for you today?
Well, I'm actually calling in for my daughter. She had asked me to call because she's at work.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in a relationship that's been about 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And 5 months into the relationship, she noticed quite a shift in energy. And she would like that energy shifted.
Okay, so I'm getting that. What you're saying is she doesn't like the turn, the direction the relationship is going in?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So
the first five months was really great. And it seems like the start of this year, something has shifted to not being great.
Okay. And so we're going to use you as a surrogate here because you're the perfect person because you're her mother. And so how much does this bother you when you think about your daughter?
Probably a 9.
Yeah, that's what I was getting. Leroy, what do you have to offer here?
Okay, a couple things. First of all, I checked for a positive energy flow from your daughter to her boyfriend and back. There's not a positive energy flow, so we're going to strengthen it both ways. And then I'm going to ask them each 4 questions. Talking to your daughter, you love him. I get a no. You like him. Yes. You want to be with him. Yes. You believe you can work things out. Yes. Okay, we're going to check his answers. He loves her. No. He likes her. No. He wants to be with her. Yes. He believes he can work things out. So what's holding them together is that they both want to be with each other and they believe they can work things out. But first of all, there isn't that strong love of each other. There's a like one way. I'm going to check one other thing of your daughter. I love myself. That's a no. And check him. He loves himself. That's a no. So you got a basic starting point here for both of them. We're going to help each of them. There's some anger in both cases play too. So I'm going to ask each of them to forgive themselves with no doubts, no regrets, nothing held back. Really nothing needs to change other than finding and getting into that place in their heart of unconditional love. And we're going to help each of them to love and forgive and accept themselves exactly the way they are right now. I believe your daughter has switched, but he hasn't. Got to help him love, accept, and forgive himself exactly the way he is right now.
This is...
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we've got a positive energy flow between them as well as within themselves. So I'm going to check again with her. You love him? Yes. Now she's all yeses. So now we're going to check him. You love her. That's a yes. You like her. Yes. Now he's all yeses. So I would expect there to be a shift right now.
All right. Janice, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I feel a release. Like my shoulders have, they're not up around my ears. They've dropped.
That's a good sign.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you for calling in. and let us know.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. We love to connect with you, and I wanted to take this opportunity to thank you for all the wonderful feedback from my book, The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, and it's available at Amazon.com and Lulu.com. A word of warning, this book just may trigger the shift out of you. We'll be right back to finish the last segment of the show right after this short break.
It's that time of the year again. The Woman of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival is right around the corner. Join us on October 1st from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at North Seattle Community College Conference Center. Admission is free. Festivities include arts and crafts, energy healers, intuitive readers, delicious food, and more. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womanofwisdom.org. That is womanofwisdom.org. And we'll see you there.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have one of my very favorite energetic practitioners on right now, Leroy Maloof. And Leroy, we were just talking with Janice from Regina in Canada, and we were talking about relationship. Do you want to just explain a little bit about what happened there with those energetic shifts?
Yes. Well, let me back up a minute. One of the things I've found with clients is that about 70% of the population is carrying anger. There's a colleague in Washington, D.C., who does court-ordered anger management classes. He said the percentage is higher. He said people come in and say, well, I've never been angry, but you know, I just hauled off and hit that guy.
Yeah.
And so people don't realize it because two things. First of all, anger is like this perfect Christmas gift. because it gives and gives and gives. And what it gives is weakness and reaction. And it never stops. And so people don't realize it because, oh, in fact, let's do this. For everybody on the call who's carrying anger, let's clear for denial, shutting down, numbing, forgetting, lying about it, consciously, unconsciously. Let's just shift that for everybody on the call. So they say, gee, there's a problem with this relationship. It must be this other person. Well, if they've got anger inside, which both of these two did, it's not helping them be in the relationship, first of all, because they're coming from a weak place. And then you'll notice I asked both of them, I love the other person, and the first response was no. So I checked and say, I love myself, and the first response was no. So as soon as we can help people to forgive themselves, and that's often one of the most difficult things for people to do, and then check, once they start forgiving themselves, then they're able to forgive and love the other. One of the things a couple came to me years and years ago. They're both excited about getting married and happy, and they said, but there's something kind of off, because when you looked at them, they looked like they loved each other. And so I checked the woman, I love myself, and she didn't. And so when we helped her shift, then they understood what was holding things back and were able to move forward. So, and then once you love yourself, then we can clearly check, I love the other person. And when that is strong, then you want to check, do I want to, well, if you love but you don't like someone, you know there's going to be difficulties, right? So that's where a person needs to be able to get neutral. For example, my wife and I have known each other, pretty soon it's going to be 64 years. I love her. I support her. I want to be absolutely neutral to everything she says, thinks, or does, and everything she doesn't say, think, or do. Because there's some things she does I don't like. There's some things I do she doesn't like. So we get neutral to it, and then it doesn't bother us. It frees the person up to be who they are, and then I can be who I am. So then, yes, I love the other person. Well, then check, do I want to be with this other person? If there's something hindering, they're going off to be in Australia, and I don't know if I want to do that, so I don't know if I want to be with them, even if I love and like them. So when you check, yes, I want to be with them, now that's the next big step. And then the next thing, because there's always issues in relationships, do you believe you can work things out? And if you've got no's there, then again, you have obstacles. So when they both get strong to yes, now you... When you have all yeses across there, that's a fantastic foundation for a relationship.
And it's so easy to shift it so quickly, because really every relationship that we have is a relationship with a reflection of the relationship we have with ourselves.
Yes.
And so quite often, like when, take a man and a woman that are, clearly want to be together and, have had some really wonderful times together. And then all of a sudden it seems to go south. It's kind of, where is this really coming from? And if you look at it from the perspective, a lot of people feel like, when they fall in love, that they are, falling. So I say, you don't want to, fall in love, because it's like there's only one difference between fail and fall, like an I and an L, right?
Yeah.
And, so
that's a good one.
Yeah. So it's important to recognize that a lot of times when people say they fall in love, that they are out of control and they don't have control over the situation. And when you look at it from the perspective that every relationship you have is actually a reflection of the relationship you have with yourself, then at least, sometimes that feels really crappy, because then you have to look at yourself and say, wow, I need to do some work on myself. But at the same time, these are, belief systems that are created when we're very young from our subconscious mind and from our spiritual experiences and, from all many, many angles. We're very complex beings, human beings. And so, just not beating ourselves up, number one, I think that was kind of like the main theme of this show, you know, people learning to treat themselves, you know, with respect and love, and to, you know, be able to be, say, you know, to be strong, to loving themselves. And, you know, that was so beautiful that that came up on this show, because, you know, if it's that simple that we just have to love ourselves, it's not that hard.
Well, and another couple of variations on that, when I was writing my first book, Knowing and Living Your Purpose, I gave myself some tough physical symptoms for 5 months until I discovered that the biggest root causes was that I was not accepting myself exactly the way I am. I found about 50 ways in which I was not accepting myself. And as soon as I got strong to accepting myself, no matter, you know, all the warts and betrayals, all the things I've done in my lifetime, then the symptoms went away. And that's chapter 19 in that book.
I love that you share so much beautiful information and energy. And I know that you wanted to talk about some upcoming programs that you have.
Oh, yes.
Just to let people know.
Yeah, one of our first workshops we give is the Essentials Workshop. It's a two-day workshop. I'm giving one in my home October 1st and 2nd, and then I'm giving one in the D.C. area at a yoga studio on the 29th and 30th of October. And I have about 5 free demonstrations scheduled in the D.C. area that people can come to and experience the work. Those are all listed at my website, ewbp.com.
Awesome. And so, you know, we're coming pretty close to our time expiring here. So do you have any last words of wisdom, let's say, that you would like to share with people?
Yes, let's go back to the point you were making about loving and accepting ourselves and what we see from others. One way, as you said, you know, if I see something that's bothering me in somebody, it's probably bothering me in myself. So a good way to deal with that and love myself is as I express to myself, thank you, I love you, I love you, thank you. And that's another way of just real quickly expressing love to ourselves. And when you do it, notice if you're really expressing the love or if it's just the words, and shift into that place of love in your heart to do that.
Thank you, Leroy. Thank you for your words of wisdom, and thank you for coming on the show again. And I also want to thank all the listeners for, you know, listening in and having an open mind about all to be able to, you know, look at this from a different perspective. And I just want to, you know, thank the callers who called in and Brian, my producer, and we will be back next week, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. This show will air again at 2 o'clock, and then you can pick up this show in the archives, as I said, at thetruthisfunny.com or transformationtalkradio.com. And we're looking forward to next week. I will be having an interview and with one of my fellow authors from the Life Sparks book, which just came out. It's available on Amazon.com. It's called Life Sparks. It's stories of inspiration. And I will be interviewing one of the authors from that book. I'm really looking forward to that next week and to taking your calls and shifting some more energy.
And so thank you. And thank you for having me on again. You're one of the most fantastic practitioners I've ever met. Thank you.
Thank you. That's high words of praise from you, Leroy. To everybody out there, have a wonderful day and bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.